Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Big L.A., Big Billy, Big Money, Big Billy. When I'm sliding in the mark and you hear me, I be striking with these bars so you feel me. Let me rip it up a cuz in the back. Let me rip it, get a buzz in your hat. I'ma tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Love to get the ice pop champagne. Don't forget I used to ride on the train. When I bump it right, call my name. Go crazy in the mall with James. Don't cat not ill like me. Bring the women in the chill for free. Let me tell you, girl, don't try me. You better have ID, come with me.
We love you all.
Oh, Lady T.
Times two. We love you all. I'm with that. I'm definitely with that.
She is so petty, She say times two.
What? Yeah, times two. You and me, times two.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, we're gonna take us a quick one real quick and get this mode in the right up here on the corner. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Please, I got a funny story about that number. I'm going to get it to you when I come back. When we come back.
Okay.
Hey. Maybe 2,500 Newports to go. I used to be able to hold that note. Now, please. But,
hey, look, we used to have singing contests on that song right there just to see who would hold that note the longest. And whoever held the note the longest won the game.
Man, look, I couldn't even write that joint down that long now.
Okay.
I'm done with it. But look, real quick, I was at work today, right? And this guy asked me. He said, "Hey man, what's the number down in the loading dock?" And I said 563-999-3782. And he's like, "Max, what number is that?" I said, "That's the number to the loading dock. 563-999." Oh, man, I said, "You know what, dog? That's my radio program." I was like, sorry. He's like, "You know what, dog? You need a vacation. You need to go ahead and go home and sit down for a little while. You giving out wrong numbers of information that ain't right and everything." But, yeah. The show was on my mind while I was at work, y'all. That's what it was, for real.
Okay.
The show was on my mind while I was at work, you know, so that's how it came out. Ben Simmons, you know, their reports are things are getting real nasty in Philly between Ben Simmons and what's their center name again? The big guy, come on, Tree.
MB.
Exactly. And Embiid is saying, you know, like most of us are, you know, let's keep it honest and real. Everybody thought Ben Simmons had a little bit of Magic Johnson in him because he's Magic size and they say he played like Magic before coming into the pros. So everybody basically put that title on this young man. But we found out that nothing is more further from the truth, for real, because I don't recall, even in Magic's rookie season, him being afraid of any shot, taking any shot at all whatsoever. And I'm not saying Ben Simmons is, because I really don't know. All I'm going to say is that it really appears that he's not comfortable with certain shots, free throws, three-pointers, things of this nature. But it's crazy, though, because, Treece, I saw a video of Ben Simmons working out. Girl, he drained like 12, 13 threes in a row. And I'm like...
Yeah, he's been working on it.
But, yep. But I'm like, why you ain't try that in the game? Why aren't you doing that in the game? So...
That's what I be telling you, Kale. That's what I'm telling you. Anybody can do it. I can hit 10 of them in practice because ain't nobody in my face. Ain't nobody guarding me. Ain't nobody got their hand. I can't hit 10 in, I ain't saying in a row, but I can hit 10 before we leave the building. I'm going to hit 10 of them before we leave the building. I don't know what time we leave it, but I'm going to hit 10 of them by the time we leave the building.
Yeah, I'm just down with that. I mean, I'm just dabbing with you. I just see that, too. But I'm like, we're not professionals. You know what I'm saying? We don't get a paycheck. We're not overly, uberly compensated to make those shots. So it's just crazy to me that the dude that is overly, uberly compensated is not even attempting them. And then when you see him at practice, he's draining them joints like they ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know, what took this young man?
He started doing that, Kel. He just started doing that. Like this offseason, he started doing that.
Okay. I mean, I can get with that. I don't know. It's just crazy to me. Let's take some calls on it.
Okay.
You got anything else you want to say, Trey?
No. Go ahead. Take some calls.
All right. My man Lou, what it do, Lou?
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised with this feud between, you know, Embiid and Simmons. I mean, because Simmons seemed like he wanted to even be there. He was so miserable. So why am I not surprised by this?
Right.
He doesn't want to play with Philly anymore. Come on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. I knew he wasn't happy.
No doubt. And like Lou said, it was written. What's the song say? It's written all over your face. It was written all over. Look, not just his face, his body. I think I've seen it on one of his tentacles. I just don't want to be here. You know what I mean? He just looked so unenthused and energetic, you know, he just didn't have it at all. So, you know, I'm kind of mad that
they trying to, okay, so I'm not taking nothing from the situation. He froze, and that's, you know, that's just what it is. But Embiid, it seemed like Embiid wanted him to fail because he didn't
really
want him
to.
You know what I'm saying? Because he wasn't helping him out. He wasn't dishing the ball out to him. He would rather take the three himself. Like, you a big man. Go to him where you belong.
Well, I'm going to say this. I can see what you guys are saying, but it wouldn't help him be at all for Simmons to fail, to even want Simmons to fail. I can understand, you know, that working beef, you know, because we've all had that coworker that we just did not, could not get along with for anything. But at the end of the day, doing your job and making sure he or she was doing their job benefited us all. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but you know, it's just something. Some people don't work like that, though, Kayla. Like they bring. Like if I'm mad at you, like I'm not gonna throw you the ball. I don't care if we're gonna lose this series or not. I don't care. I'm still the top highest paid. I ain't missing no money. All the only thing I'm gonna be missing is the title. And if my mind is set right, then I'm good with that. You know, I mean, not me, but I'm just saying, Embiid, some people be good with that.
And that's why I'd be like, okay, stop paying. He ain't missing no money. It ain't nobody pointing no finger at me. They point the finger at him. So, yeah, let's hurry up and get him about it.
Let's bring on the Huckleberry himself. What's up, 5'10"?
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Huckleberry Hound?
Hey, let me tell you something. I watched Ben Simmons during the playoffs, and it kind of reminded me of, I'm a big baseball fan, Yankees fan. Chuck Knobloch was playing shortstop for us, and we had just won the World Series the year before. For some reason, the next year, for the ball, he could make the play, but could not throw the ball accurately to first base. So they eventually moved him to the outfield, but he had that problem. He could not throw the ball. He could not throw the ball to first base. And when I saw Ben Simmons, it kind of reminded me of Chuck Knobloch. And I'm thinking, Ben Simmons was an all-star 2 years in a row. And now he's afraid to shoot a shot. What happened? What happened? Is there animosity between you and MB? Or are you just off? Or you just don't want to be there? I mean, but to throw, I can't believe he was just throwing it and not trying to play. I just think it just mentally wasn't there.
Yeah, and that's what I say, too, because athletes sometimes go through that mental block, and the simplest of tasks become the hardest thing in the world to do for whatever reason, you know? Because I just said, you know, I watched the workout tape of Simmons, and he banging them threes like it ain't nothing to it. Like, you know, come check me now. You know what I mean? He's shooting them free throws like, okay, boom, let me knock them joints out. And I'm like, okay, come on, dude. You can do it. You know what I mean? And this wasn't practice during the off season. This was during their playoff push. So you were making these shots when you were practicing, but missing them or not even taking them when it counted. That just seemed crazy to me. That just seemed crazy to me. But, I mean, we've seen stranger things with sports. We've seen stranger things, you know. Guys surprise us in all types of ways. Now, 57. Tell me what team he gonna be good with. What team should go ahead and kick the tires and pick him up?
Washington D.C. would be the first place. I would take him in a heartbeat. I think that guy. Nah. I think a combination of like someone I heard somebody say earlier. You know, might be some animosity, and plus when you lose and you're supposed to win, somebody got to get thrown under the bus. And who better to throw under the bus other than a guy who had a bad series? He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. Yeah. You know, I would take it.
Yeah.
Okay. Lou, who you say?
Oh, wait, repeat the question.
Who would you say?
Where do you think he should go?
Oh, Simmons needs to go, especially, definitely.
No, what team do you think he should be on?
Oh, I've been wondering that myself. I mean, you know, I think he wants to play, though, for a contending team. So maybe I think he would go for, like, maybe the Lakers or maybe the Nets. I don't think he wants to sell for a team that has no contention to play at all, you know, for the playoffs. So I'm thinking, you know, that.
The Lakers or the Nets can't afford him. The Lakers or the Nets can't afford him.
Yes.
Ben ain't taking no pay cut to play nowhere. So he's a young talent.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young talent, so he's not taking a pay cut for anybody anywhere. He's not doing that. So you cancel Christmas with that one. I I believe, I want to say Atlanta, you know, would be a good landing spot for him. I want to say out in Portland with Damian Lillard, you know, because Dame is a star there. And a lot of the pressure to make those shots or the pressure to produce won't be on Ben Simmons, you know, that much. I mean, it's the NBA. There's going to be pressure no matter what. But I don't think the pressure would be as strong if he went to Portland, you know. Hell, Dallas with what's his name?
Luka Doncic.
You know, with Doncic.
Okay.
You know, somewhere where he can play that shooting guard position without having the responsibility of the point guard. Because you know, we completely overlook how important it is to have a bona fide point guard, but we've seen it time and time again. The NBA champion, all NBA champions have a few things in common. A dominant point guard, a dominant shooting guard, and a dominant center or power forward. You know? So So I think if he goes somewhere where he can just lay the whole responsibility of point guard play on someone else, and he take that shooting guard or even that power forward role, you know, on certain nights. You know, I think that would help his game out tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, though, I just don't. For one, I don't want to give up Bradley Beal. I'm not trying to trade Bradley Beal. Trading Westbrook, well, letting Westbrook go hurt me enough. I don't want to be hurt no more this season. So as much as I can't stand Bill and complain about Bill, I don't want to see him go nowhere. So, you know, not Washington, man. This is one trade I want Washington completely out of, man. I don't want us mentioned at all.
I think that he'll make a good fit in Houston,
mm-hmm.
OKC,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Orlando.
Okay. What was you about to say, 57? How long what?
How long Bill been in D.C.?
Since he was drafted?
Well,
I know that,
years?
But how many years?
About 7 years now.
Eight years.
After all this time, we haven't won anything with Bill. I know he was a scoring champion last year, and you know, he's been the man since John Wall left. It's time to, you know, if management needs to step up to the plate and start getting us the players here that we need so we can start winning. And if that means that we got to get rid of Bill to get some guys in here, young guys that can play the game that we can start winning and start building the team, get rid of Bill. We can't do anything by getting a couple of old guys every year or a couple of old guys to come in. We got to start building our team from the ground up so it'll be solid for a long run instead of just a run 1 year to the playoffs and then don't make the playoffs again for another 3 years. I'm tired of that.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Bill been with y'all for 9 years, going on 10.
There you go.
Going on 10 years, he drafted 2012 of the NBA draft. So, he's been there 9 years.
I'm not comfortable with that yet, 57. I'm not comfortable. I'm not ready to get that.
We're
going to
hold on to him, Kale, until he has no value anymore, till he's an old guy that nobody wants to give us any money for or give us any players for. He's been here for 9 years. We're not going to win a championship with Bradley Beal. We're not.
Nope.
I mean, I can't argue with you, 57. I have no leg to stand on at all because partially I feel the same way. I feel the same way as you do, but the other half of me just don't want to.
I'll be right back.
I just don't want to let go. I just don't want to let go, man. And I know that that's not good business. That's not good sports business at all,
right.
You know, because it's best to let a player go while he still has value than like you said, wait until, you know, the butter has stiffened and then try to make a move with him. Nah, that's not good. That's not a good decision for the team. So while I'm with you on that, and then again, I guess I would have to see who exactly they would bring or who exactly they could get, you know, to make it all worthwhile, you know.
Right.
And Ben Simmons by himself, God, no, that's not worthwhile to me. That's not worthwhile to me at all. And Bradley Beal was second in the scoring title last year. Steph Curry won it, but Bradley Beal was a close second. It was like 1.1, 1.9, something like that, where Steph Curry took that scoring title away from Bradley Beal. But it was a hell of a race. It was a hell of a race, and it came all the way down to the wire. And I look at Bradley Beal while the Wizards are playing, and I'll say to myself, man, that Bama look like he don't even want to be here. That Bama look like he's not interested at all in what's going on. And that feeling goes away once, you know, he shows his interest and he's playing like he wants to be a part of the team. It's like it's a love hate relationship with myself and Bradley Beal. I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah, but y'all better do like 57 said. Y'all better do like 57 said and get rid of him now while you got some value to that man. Because that jump is gonna change.
That's for certain right here, sis.
And he's going to be out there like Carmelo Anthony.
Yep. If you're a jump shooter,
you know what?
Eventually that jumper going to go.
Yeah.
And you know what else I'm thinking? I'm thinking that management is thinking like this. You know, we had a bona fide talent in Bradley Beal, and we've done nothing with him. So it kind of feels like they're trying as hard as they can or throwing every combination that they can find out there to have some type of success with them. You know what I mean?
It's like, can I say this?
You know what I think, Kale? I think when John Wall got hurt, it messed everything up. When he got hurt, it just messed everything up.
Yeah.
It just went haywire. Everything went haywire. The coaches, the players, everybody it was like
everything.
A free fall. Everything just went haywire.
There you go, sis. You just hit it on the head.
Y'all could have won with Bill, but Bill got hurt. Right?
Yep.
So Bill get hurt. Then y'all got the jack butt coach of y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that ain't helped. You know what I'm saying? That
think
ain't
about it
all
like
you
this.
Did was wear Bill down.
Yep. Think about it like this, sis. Bradley Beal was never supposed to be the superstar. He was supposed to be the Robin to John Wall's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
John Wall was
supposed
to be the man. But John Wall could not stay healthy.
But why you think when Russell Westbrook came in, Bradley Beal still wasn't the man?
Nope.
You
sure
know what
wasn't.
I'm saying? Like, he had to be the second person. He was like the Robin, like you said. He was a Robin. And that's his role.
He was very comfortable with that. He was very.
Yes,
and that, to
absolutely.
Me, that, that to me was kind of alarming, because I'm like, I don't know too many players in the NBA who have an opportunity to take over a team and be the leader of the team, gladly take that second role. Gladly
I watch Shaq do it.
In that fact.
But sometimes, remember, Kel, what I told you, sometimes people know, look, we think that he should take off and be the leader. He should be the Batman and all that and that, this and the other. But he know himself.
Yeah.
He know what he can do. He know what he can't do.
Yep.
He stayed in his lane. He stayed in his lane. He didn't sway over. He didn't do none of that. He just kept being Bradley Beal, the one who did all the little running around and jump shots and all. He did all of that. All y'all needed was a Batman. Y'all was just missing a Batman this whole time.
Put him in that spot. He wasn't even ready for it.
Right.
Put him.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He don't want it. It ain't even that he not ready for it. He don't want it.
Yep.
He don't
and like
it.
You say, you've been on the team for 9 years, and you let a guy come in. Even though he's a superstar, he's Russell Westbrook, but he comes to your team and becomes, all of a sudden, he's taking over. He's the leader now. And you've been there for 9 years, but he's the leader. And there's not one mention, not a squawk, no squabble or anything from you. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. But that's the guy Kel want to hold on to.
Now, you might get mad, but if
John
Wall, let us get rid of this guy, Kel, so we can get somebody else, man.
I mean, I feel
like,
y'all, man.
You tell me you like Washington, that's right.
Yeah. Ever since they drafted the Georgetown player. Ever since they drafted the Georgetown player.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good on Washington. I may live here. I root for y'all and all that, but I ain't no fan.
Well, I'm not good with Ben Simmons coming here. I think that the last thing Washington needs is more drama.
They don't need more distractions.
No distractions. We're coming with a new coach finally.
Yeah.
You know, we have a new coach, and you all know for years I have been clamoring that Scott Brooks was not the answer. Not the answer at all. And it's funny how it was a financial disagreement. You know, he's feeling like he's worth more, and they're like, nah, you only worth this, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
St. Louis
I'll say this. If trading Bradley Beal brings us a respect, you know what I'm saying? That totally takes this name or this reputation away from us. Then I'm with you. I'm with you hands down. We can do that. If trading Bradley Beal takes that reputation off of Washington, where other players, other good players, I can't tell y'all how it disturbs me when I hear trade rumors and guys talking about moving and this and that and the third. And Washington is never a destination.
Right.
Never a destination. You know, for all that I say about LeBron, I tip my hat to that young man because he went home and allowed the people of the city that he grew up in to feel that champion, to feel themselves as worthy NBA opponents. As fans, you know, and I listened to Kevin Durant during different, interviews, and, they're talking to him, and, I mean, he treats DC like the father he never knew.
Yep.
You know, I don't want no part of that, and I ain't trying to do that. And do? What has Washington done to you that you have such a disdain or even a hate for it as you do?
Yeah.
But you come here and have a parade, a celebration when you won their championship. You come to see present and you have a man, dude. Imagine if you won a championship here in the city.
Right.
And I don't care what anybody say about the organization. Once one superstar puts his trust and things go decent, other players are going to want to be a part of this organization.
Right.
But it's going to take that one player to show, okay, this isn't the same Washington. This is a new Washington. You can actually come here and win something.
I thought Russell Westbrook did that for y'all, but don't seem like it.
He left him quit. He left him quit. He left too
quick. You know what?
And Russell wanted to go home alone before he wanted to come here to Washington.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to L.A. So, you know, and I ain't faulting him for that. I thank him for the 1 year because I tell you what he did do, he left that drive and catch his Winston. You know
well,
what
yes,
I'm saying?
He did.
He showed these guys how to bring it every night, even when you're tired or don't feel like it. So, hey, listen, hats off. If the man wants to move on, it's his career at the end of the day. And he's trying to be a champion. And we all know you take L.A. and you take Washington. Which one of them is closer to the championship for real?
L.A.,
okay.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So you can't. So
can
can't
I say something?
Nothing, right? Yes, sir.
Think about this, though, Kale. Look, think about this. With the team, with the young guys, that we saw them how they played at the end of the season. And we were like, man, why didn't he have these guys in there playing all along? You know?
Well,
so this is what I'm saying. We got rid of Westbrook. If we could get a Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons is not a bad player. Something happened, but he's not a bad player. We got to show other teams and other players in the league that we are building something that's worth coming here for, to be a part of, that we are trying to win. We got to start being out there beating people's butt. Even if we don't go to the playoffs the first year, we got to be out there beating people's butt where people really don't want to come here and play us because we got a strong team, even though they're young. We got to build something. We just can't keep going out there we just can't keep buying players, think we're going to patch up a hole and we're going to win. We ain't going to win like that.
Yeah,
I agree. I agree 100%.
I was just saying, you don't agree, Kevin? You were like,
No. No, I agree.
Okay.
The only way we'll be winner is to make winner moves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to know when to say when at 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean 57, right. You got to know when to say when. And nine years and what? Maybe three playoff games?
I was going to say four playoff games.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to talk about this new nickname that they have given the Lakers. You come back. Y'all stay tight, man.
Welcome to D.C. You know where you're at, the USA Cup. You're taking it slightly. I'm taking it slightly. Now how you so act, so you will be right back. Well, we will be right here. We will be right here. We ain't going nowhere. Welcome to D.C. Down. The G-O, the G-O, the M-
our backyard. And junkyard got us all going hard.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got into that one a little bit too late.
Hey, but look,
I'm sorry.
With my man say they voted him right back. That's my boy,
oh,
man, Barry.
Oh man,
oh, yeah.
That was my man.
Oh yeah,
I love.
He
well, you know what? All us
did it to
himself.
That's right.
Well, I'm not even well. He did it to himself because he was caught up in that situation, but the situation wasn't exactly what they.
What,
go
no,
ahead.
That's
let
not
me,
what I meant. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I was saying, yes, he got caught up in the crack world and all that stuff, but he still looked out for us.
Took,
he only did
took
that.
Took care of the
to
people.
Himself.
Took care of the people.
Right.
And all I'm gonna say is this: I watched the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maren Barry was a dude trying to get himself. Let's just, we all go.
Yes,
all,
yes.
We all. Because
yes,
Maren Barry, he was more worried about getting with the lady than smoking that.
Yeah.
She put the press on. She was
he,
like that.
He
now,
exactly.
If she had
said,
if she had gave it up. In the beginning, he never would have touched that crack.
Never. But
that's
that
why
was
I was
yeah. And Maren Barry said it best. That you know what set me up. The Lakers.
Yes.
The Lakers. With the signing of Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, DeAndre Jordan, it was someone
Rondo,
yeah, Rajon Rondo. The Lakers have been given the name the LA AARPC. And I thought,
oh Lord!
I thought that was the joke of the day. I'm sorry to tell y'all, but I'm gonna say this. The last time I seen a team put together like this was when LA had Gary Payton. And Karl Malone and you know they had all these old heads on. Yeah, they had all these old heads on their squad. Now they didn't win a championship, but they definitely gave battle and played better than a lot of people anticipated, including myself.
Yeah.
And myself, I kept saying, "Oh, that's the old team. They ain't gonna do nothing." So. This time, I'm just going to be the first to say, I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to wait and see exactly what this team is. Now, one thing that I can say that I know for sure, them dudes ain't going to be doing no 30, 36, no 46 minutes a night. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. So,
I think they got the White House back too, Tim. They got the White House back
and
too.
They got,
Yep.
So the LAAARP.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
This
they got
I
Trevor Reese. Yeah, you're right. They old. They even got Trevor Reese.
They got Trevor Reese back too.
What's that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Senior Citizens League.
A 57. They got Mac McClung.
What?
Yeah.
He's definitely the youngest person on the team.
Yeah.
I got one time to see one of them bammers coming out on the court in the wheelchair, and I'm done.
That is so messed up.
Hey, sis, this is what I think the difference is. This is what I think the difference is between the team back with Karl Malone and Gary Payton with L.A., that couldn't win. They couldn't win because everybody wanted to be run the team. I don't think any they couldn't put their egos. Yep. Now, if this team can let Rondo be the point guard and run the team and everybody play their role and not want to be just be a superstar but just play their role, they could win. Their problem is, I think, will they have enough time on the floor at their age? Because some of them guys need to get hot. Not all of them are Carmelo, come all out of off the bench shooting. Some of them need to get
right.
hot. So, you know,
but, you
so
know,
I'm just.
They got a lot of point guards, though. They got Malik Monk, Kendrick
Nunn.
Oh,
yeah,
Nunn.
That's right. Yeah,
you know
that's
what
right,
I'm saying?
That's right.
They shoot guards. They got Horton Tucker. That dude Horton Tucker, he was there last year. And then they got Ariza, and then they got the dude Wayne Ellington. Giannis' brother, little brother, he's still there. And then they got Kim Bazemore. Wesley Matthews is there. Mac McLaurin is there. Joe Ayo, he's there. And Chato Brown is there. They got a lot. They got
Chris
a mob.
Paul,
hey, they got a mob.
Yeah, you're right.
And Monster
Ball still there. They got a mob, and all the coach has to do is sprinkle a little bit of the old in with a little bit of the new, and they should be all right. They
it's
should be
keep
all
them
right. But yeah, exactly. And that's what's going to be most important. That's what's going to be most important, their health throughout this season. You know, are they going to be able to maintain, or will it be another season where they're the walking wounded?
But you know who's going to be the sleeper on that Lakers team? The sleeper on that Lakers team is going to be Wesley Matthews.
You think so?
Yep. It's time for him to break out. He's been in there too long. He's going to have to show me something.
I don't know, Dree. Like, I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see. I'm not saying you're wrong because I'm with you on that. But I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see because we never know who is going to be that breakout player. To be honest, I'm really looking for a little bit of dissension first. Because Westbrook feels as though that's his thing. Westbrook grew up watching the Lakers, worshiping the Lakers, and with the Lakers is where he's always wanted to be. Now he's with them. And I think it's going to be hard or impossible. But I think that it's going to be a task for them to get Westbrook in control. You understand what I'm saying? I don't think he's going to come off the break with things together as far as being a teammate goes. You know, we all know. You know, when I had the opportunity to play football here at home, and it was just high school ball. But Forestville went undefeated. And everyone that was on our team, man, our sugar honey iced tea did not stink. And nobody could tell us that it did. And we all walked around as masters of our domain. Can you imagine? As much as I love Washington, going to Washington and Washington being successful while I'm a part of it, man, couldn't nobody tell me nothing. No one could tell me nothing. As long as I've worshipped this thing, think that once the natural human side of things take place, then we'll see exactly what type of team LA is, if I could say, if you guys can follow me.
Well, personally, let me say this. I don't mean to get off topic. We must be jinxed. I was looking at some old highlights the other day of the playoff, and JaVale McGee left here. How many championships does he have now? Everybody leave here and go somewhere and win a title, man.
I think he got
JaVale McGee.
He got three with and two with the Lakers.
The Lakers. Yeah.
I mean anybody can just leave here. If I was Bradley Beal, I would be like, trade me, because whoever you trade me, we gonna be the champs. Trade me.
Yeah.
Shoot. You know, but to L.A., I'm hoping that they don't jail. I'm hoping that they don't get it together. I'm hoping their egos get in the way. I'm hoping. I don't want to see LeBron no more. I'm tired of LeBron, and that's the truth. So anybody don't like it, I'm sorry. I don't mean no harm, and I ain't, you know, don't mean no, you know. I'm tired of LeBron.
Yeah, that's how you feel. Who cares? That's how
you
feel.
Yeah.
Now,
LA.
How come 57 can say that? How come 57 can say that? And, it's just how you feel. But when Kale say that, I'm a hater.
I say that's how you feel too, Kale.
No,
I say that's how you feel too. And JaVale McGee only got three rings.
Oh, he got three. I knew it was something like that.
And they only
17, 18, and 20.
And so he got one with L.A. and two with Golden State. Am I correct?
He got one with L.A. and two with L.A. and one with Golden State.
Hmm. Okay.
No, that's wrong. He got one with L.A., he got one with Golden State, and he got one with the Cavaliers.
Mm. Yep.
That's what it is.
Because he followed LeBron.
Because he followed LeBron. LeBron took him with him.
Yep. Sure did.
And when he was here, he couldn't run up and down the court without having to get on the bench and utilize that asthma pump. I ain't seen him use the damn asthma pump one time with none of one of these other teams.
JaVale listened to his mama. He was listening to his mama too much. His mama was trying to guide his career and everything, and she was telling him giving him the wrong advice. You know, she was a great player, but she was not a good manager, you know?
Right.
Good players only think of managers.
Yeah, I agree with that. She was a great player, too. She was
awesome.
Yeah, she was
a great
player.
She was
really good.
Yep. They, like you said, sis, they sort of like put the WNBA where it is today, her and her sister.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True that. I agree with that 100%.
Yep. I'm going to go out and pick a wild one. I think somebody from the East going to win the title this year. I don't think it's going to be L.A., Phoenix, or...
It's going to be Chicago.
No, it ain't going to be Chicago, sis. All right.
Look, we got some new players, Charlie. We got new players. Are y'all crazy right now? We have DeMar DeRozan, Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, Alex Caruso, Patrick Williams, Kobe White, Nikola Vucevic, whatever his name is, Devontae Green, Troy Brown, Ayo, Marco. Those are some.
Hello.
And
Dotson. You know what I mean?
Dotson was really good last year. Dotson was really good.
I wouldn't have mentioned Ball's. I wouldn't have mentioned Ball's name. He on a different team every year.
No, he not.
Who was he with last year,
Ball,
sis?
Ball.
New Orleans.
But you can't deny.
And who was he? Who did he get drafted by?
He got drafted by the Lakers and got traded that second year after that.
Yeah.
And you cannot deny every team that he's gone to, he's brought a new element with his game. Each team that he's been traded, he brought a new element from playing on in the paint to his jumper to dunks and defense. So
yeah,
I'm with Priest on this one.
Maybe you got him confused with the younger brother. Maybe you got him confused with the younger brother. The younger brother lighting it up. Huh?
Yeah, he's balling too, but you can't take ball out of the conversation.
Nah.
Man. Young man,
I don't like his game at all. I don't think he really brings that much to the table. And I don't watch him play this year. This year I don't watch a lot of basketball.
You know,
I don't think he brings that much to the table.
You know what? It's like a restaurant. When everybody has told us, man, you got to go to that restaurant. You got to go to that restaurant. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. And we go there, and the bread is not what they said it was.
And it's a bug in my food.
The drinks were slow coming, and everything just wasn't what you expected it to be. Lonzo Ball's father hyped that young boy and put everybody in the mindset that he's going to be Jordan 2.0 or 3.0, and he was this and he was that, and we had all these expectations on him, but we really didn't give the young man a chance to develop.
Right.
We really didn't give the young man a chance to show exactly what his game was. His father was a loudmouth who put too much on that young man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, before Ali Ford listened, he ran his mouth and everybody said he was going to get beat. He ran his mouth and talked all that stuff, but when he got in the ring, he had to show up. LeVar Ball has been in the league long enough to show more than he's shown so far.
But 57, his father was the one talking trash. He wasn't the one talking the trash. His father
I'm not going on
was.
This. I'm not going on nothing that his father said. I'm not going on. As far as I'm concerned, his father did what he's supposed to do. He got his son,
in the
NBA. Yeah.
Right.
You know, so I ain't mad at his pop. You know, but I'm just going by what the game I see on the court. And I just don't think, the way everybody talk about him in the NBA, I don't see it.
You know what I think? I think he's been on the wrong team. So you really can't
Maybe
you know
so.
What I'm saying?
So. Maybe so.
Yeah, let's give him one more chance and see what he do. Yeah, but I'm going to give him another 2 years because he ain't even been in the league six years yet. So seven-year mark is when you start scratching your head going, this guy might, hey, man, I don't know what to say about him because he been in here, 7 years?
And then you got to realize, too, every time you move, that's a period that you have to allow that person to acclimate to that system. You know, yes, it's basketball. It's a ball and a hoop. It's the same height basket everywhere, but each team plays the game different. So you got to give him time to acclimate himself to what they're doing. That's all. I feel you, 57. You know,
me too.
You don't want to over-sympathize with the millionaire at the end of the day.
Right.
Because I'm sure the job that you were tasked with is way harder than the job that he's been tasked with. So it's hard to sympathize, but there are things at play here that we have to recognize. We have to.
Yeah.
And the fact that man bounced around, has bounced around, is one of those things.
One thing I always learned.
7-8-2 Hold on. One second, 57. We're going to get to that. Well, go ahead. Come on, 57. One thing you
learn. You never count another man's money. His money is his money and mine is mine. You know, so whatever. Let's go on his talent. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know, but let's just go on his talent. You know, maybe I'm not seeing what everybody else sees, and that's highly possible.
Okay. I can go with that.
563-999-3782. That's the number to kill corner. Baby T waiting on y'all.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my own girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in the drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
The question that was raised on Thursday about Cam Newton and, you know, was he done wrong by New England? Does he have a lawsuit? And it's like more and more I'm seeing where people are being demanded to take this vaccine. And I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, maybe New England acted within their rights. You know, maybe New England weren't as wrong as we think they were for cutting them like they did. Now, as late as they did, I don't care. I still feel the same way. They shouldn't have cut them as late as they did. But.
Right.
It's a situation where, dude, I mean, you know that this can destruct, this can hamper what we're trying to accomplish as a team. And the fact that you're willing to risk all of this for your own selfish, well, I'm not going to say selfish, your own reason, you know, That kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. You know what I'm saying, Tree? Can you feel me a little bit here?
I do. I feel what you're saying. Like, just take, basically, you're saying just take the shot for the team. Take one for the team. And he's not willing to do that. Take one for the team. So they fired him.
Right.
Got rid of him.
Who is that?
How now you go from being the number one quarterback 1 week to not even on the team the next week? That was quick.
Basically, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Well, I mean, he did it to himself. When he missed that week of practice and that preseason game, I mean, come on, man. Y'all know Belichick.
They didn't say that was the reason.
Only a little bit that Belichick was tolerant and put up with, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the most understanding and forgiving coach in the league. Belichick will get rid of you with the quick, you know. And Cam, it's not like Cam didn't know who he's dealing with. Cam knew.
Yep.
He knew exactly who he was dealing with. And he knew exactly how.
Cam been in the league long enough to know that during football season, anything that happens to you, you know, you don't go outside of the team facilities to get checked on anything. You know, You go to their team, Dr. Spurt. Now, we can think whatever we want to, but that's the rules that they have, and Cam already knows that. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not – he should have thought about what he was doing, but then again, we still ain't heard the whole story.
Right. That's why I'm
no.
just reserving
yeah.
my little comment.
Yeah.
Just saying minimum little stuff because it's going to be something totally different when it all – when it's at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be nothing
right.
about what we talking about. It ain't going to have nothing to do about none of that. It's going to be something totally different. It's going to hit us from left field, and all of us going to be looking like, what?
Thank you.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Come on, Marcus. What's happening?
What's going on,
Marcus?
What's up with you?
What's up, Marcus?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey,
man. I like this topic that y'all are talking about. I like
okay.
this topic right here. Yeah, it could be. I knew when he first – when you first had this COVID misunderstanding, right, the COVID protocol misunderstanding, I knew he was gone, off bucks. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew
mm-hmm.
it because it's just like Kel said, that man Belichick don't play. And when you try to throw your weight around, you try to make it seem like because you the quarterback or you this great player, you can get away with whatever you want to get away with. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Him and Brady start having issues. You know what I'm saying? And he would have tried to get rid of Brady way early. You know what I'm saying?
He was trying to get rid of
Brady.
They wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
they wouldn't do it.
I was about to say
he tried.
But
yeah, he was
trying
for a long time.
He couldn't succeed because that was Brady. But if it was anybody else, they'd have been gone.
That Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft loved Brady.
So, that's Robert Kraft's son.
But that's the point I'm making. But if it wasn't Brady, they'd have been gone. You're not playing with that man like that. You're not playing with that man. And that's when you go to there's a pecking order. You know what I'm saying? And everything, there's a pecking order. And in that situation, it needs to be maintained. And I'm not mad at the coach. I like that's how I feel like we finally have it in Washington now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at the whole thing. I knew it. Cause Cam ain't he not high enough on the totem pole and he hasn't even been playing well enough for somebody even to go to bat for.
Do that.
You ain't getting no squawk over here. I ain't squawking about it because you're right.
All right, my man. Tang.
I ain't got no pushback on
the
market. Hey, boo. Hey, Tang.
Tang, you with me? Take your phone off mute.
Take your phone off mute.
My bad, man. What it do, Kel's Corner family? What it do? Y'all know what it is. True to that blue. How y'all doing today?
Oh, Lord.
Hi, Danny, with the one star. Hi.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Kev? Debo?
What's up, dog?
Ted and everybody. Hey, man, I heard earlier, man, I know y'all talking about the Cam Newton right now, but earlier, man, I just want to let y'all know, y'all had 57 talking about basketball. Not good.
Don't even start that, man.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. That's my man. 57 look at basketball, but 57 don't look at basketball.
You walking here after changing. Hey, listen. You walking here after changing diapers.
I didn't get in on that conversation. I'm sorry, 57. I just still was on my mind, so I had to say something.
Yeah, but like I said, ain't you got a diaper to go change or something?
No. I'm right here on my diaper, sir.
Go be a granddad, man. Go be a granddad.
Go be a granddad.
I'm home to you right now.
We talking sports. You don't understand that.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
you made my eye hurt.
Hey, 57,
what's up with you,
Taylor? Go ahead, Mark.
It seems like he don't know no sport but baseball.
Hey, you know what, Marcus? You know what, Marcus, you've been listening to that dude too long. You've been listening to that dude. He only call every now and then.
He might be the only Dallas fan compadre.
I know. I tell you what, I do know.
I will not let y'all pick on my man 57 today. Y'all not going to do that. Everybody ain't going to gang up on 57 today. 57, I got your back, man. I got your back.
Thank you, Kale. But I ain't worried about them sorry Washington football fans.
I knew it. You lost your backup.
You lost your backup that quick. I want my daddy's records back.
Hey. Can I say one thing real quick? Mark, it's nice hearing you, bro. But look, I am so glad to hear that everything that we've gone through this week and the weather and everything, to hear everybody's voice this Thursday for Friday on Kale's Corner. Glad everybody's safe and everything. And just, you know, and I hope everybody, other people that are listening to us out there are not in any kind of trouble. And everybody just made it sense. I'm just so glad to hear y'all's voice and everything. A lot of people didn't make it this morning.
Man. Hey, this is the first time I've seen a tornado hit down south and up here at the same time.
Yes, sir.
And it was devastating, especially for the folks in Annapolis, you know. And Annapolis, Maryland really ain't that far from you. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
And Kale,
you know, I'm with 57. Go ahead, Mark.
And Kale, you remember back? I think I was like 16. It happened again. It happened back then. A tornado went down my street, man. Ripped all the trees down. We talking about in the middle of D.C.
Wow.
Ripped all the trees down on my street. Like, and one of the trees fell right on my room. I had just went to the bathroom. Fell right on the room. I had just went to the bathroom.
Every now and then we're hit with a reminder that puts everything in perspective. You know what I'm saying? That it just makes us all, because, hey, look, I'm still tripping off of that earthquake that we had. You know what I'm saying?
I was at work. I remember that.
Man, my father and I was in the back. Cutting his grass, cutting his yard. That bama let go of the lawnmower and grabbed the tree. It was hugging the tree.
He did the right thing.
He said, it's rooted and it ain't going nowhere. I laughed like I don't know what. I could not believe that. Every now and then,
hey,
life
man.
Gives us back.
I remember that too, Marcus. Remember that tornado?
You remember?
It hit up on Allentown Road real fast. And it was crazy how it hit like a house and then it missed the other house and hit the other two houses.
Yeah, that was really.
I remember that.
Hey, man.
I remember that.
We done had some crazy weather in this area right here.
No doubt.
It's a climate change.
Yep. Just like there's a climate change in football. I think this year the Dallas Cowboys gonna win that division. Gonna win that division going away.
There you go.
Gonna win that division going away.
Five six three nine 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 three seven eight two. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to go over some of this news that we've received from the NFL, some rumors and all of that. Dallas, man.
Mr. Bombastic. We want to send Bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Mr. Lova Lova. Mm. I'm Mr. Lova Lova. Girl. Mr. Lova Lova. Mm. I'm Mr. Lova Lova. She call me Mr. Bombastic. Call me fantastic. Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic. Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Rose. Smooth. Just like a silk, half and cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover, now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. Don't know me well, Bill, do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young girl who can ring my bell.
Move, move. Yo,
57, you are no longer to come out with that type of blasphemy again. You hear me? Dallas is not. I want to know why a quarterback who has not played in 11 months now, okay? In 11 months, this quarterback has not seen any live action. Can you confidently say they're going to win the division? How is that?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. From what I see right now,
257.
From what I see, that's what I'm getting ready. I'm going about to break this knowledge down to him, thing real quick. Why? Well, here you go. Here you go. I can see right now, if the Dallas Cowboys stay healthy, they have a better offensive line. They also have all together a better defense than the Washington football team.
No, they don't.
Now, I think you're making too many assumptions. I think you're on the quarterback situation. I don't really think anything's really wrong with Dak where he won't be able to have a productive season. I'm going to take one thing back. Y'all do have a better defense than the Cowboys, but overall,
right,
team-wise, the Cowboys is a better team. The Cowboys are a better team.
They're going to have a better defense.
Yeah, they going off last year. Hey, look, Tang, they going off beating up. They going off beating up the black and yellow.
No, we're not.
Kale, can I say something?
You're the only one that's still hurting about that. Go ahead, Mark.
Look, real talk, 57. Real talk.
I'm listening to you, bro.
I got to tell you. I know you going off the beat we gave you. But we're going to put that aside for a second. Because you talk like you're going to. That's how you talk. Because you're not even thinking before you say anything. You know what I'm saying? You know how your parents say, think before you talk? You ain't even thinking.
Hey, Mark.
Come on, Tang.
Hey, Mark.
Yes,
come on, Tang.
Hey, Marcus, I ain't going to lie, man. You starting to know that man. Front to back. Because sometimes right now he's talking some sense, but sometimes I tell him the same thing.
Hold on. Let's talk facts for a second. Let's just real quick.
Okay, real quick.
I heard it through the grapevine that Dallas Cowboys are looking at Cam Newton.
I like that.
Yeah, but hold on, because we're talking about quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Why, if we're secure in Dak Prescott, right, why would we even need Cam?
Because we're not secure with the second string. We want a veteran second string. We already know Cam ain't going to be the first string. We need a veteran second string because that second string ain't cool with me.
But we all can agree, Cam not coming there for chicken scratch, man.
You're absolutely right that he don't want that. But if he want to continue on with his career right now, not unless he want to wait later in a couple of weeks and if a quarterback get hurt, but if he want to get out there right now, he going to have to suck it up because on every team he going to be a backup right now. If any team picks him up right now, he's going to be a backup because he don't. And it's going to go off because, like y'all were saying earlier, you got to know the playbook and everything. They're not going to throw him right in there right now on no team.
But look,
damn, every time out there, they're loaded with quarterbacks anyway.
Except one team. Let's not forget, your quarterback is rich. And to back my man Marcus up, your quarterback is receiving $75 million this year. Quarterback is the position that y'all should be talking about, man.
No. It's the last position that they should be talking about. That's true. But when the opportunity of a great player like Cam come along and you know your second string ain't nothing, because Cam know when he come there, like you said, he might not want to do that, but when he come there, he not going to start before Dak. So he already know before he get there. I just hope that we have the offensive coordinator to implement him the right way. And he can start. Play all 52 men. If they can play, play them.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm glad you said that because when we go to the coaching side of the NFC East, I give Washington the edge over everybody else. Over every other coach.
Even with your man
winning a Super Bowl, we all know he was a tag along.
No,
his job was just to not get in Aaron Rodgers' way. That's it.
That's true.
And Kane, after watching Undisputed and listening to you guys talk, I decided to actually give some time to Hard Knocks. And your coach looks like a freaking unaware, unknowing idiot, man. Serious.
And you know what? I hope that he's just doing that for Hard Knocks. Because why would you be on Hard Knocks showing your stuff anyway?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm not even talking about as far as his personality towards the team. I'm talking about the things that he's saying, you know, the things that it's almost as ignorant as Jameis Winston
scripted.
Coming out saying, yeah, these is W's. I'm eating these W's. Come on, dog. You the head coach, man. You are the head coach. Hurry High School? Who the hell is Hurry High School? You got grown men in front of you, dog. You talking about high school?
I didn't watch none of it, so I can't speak on it. I'm just listening to you right now. I swear I ain't watching none of it. I'm gonna be honest. I never watched the Hard Knocks since it ever been on. Never in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched.
Bro,
I couldn't talk about not one of them.
I had to because all I've been hearing is, the Cowboys going to take the NFC East. And they were saying that people were saying that because of Hard Knocks. So I said, let me see what's happening on Hard Knocks that would make me, you know, say that, you know, or make me feel that way. And I haven't seen anything. It's all wishful thinking, man.
Look, you looked at that one time, so I think you should do what I do. Just wait for next week, because this time next week, oh my gracious! I'm gonna be acting a fool because my game's gonna be coming on. So we'll really see next Thursday the whole world.
Oh yeah, bro, we gonna see. I got some old footage of you predicting stuff at the beginning of the year. I'm coming back, baby.
I have a prediction.
All my predictions. What's that?
Hold on. I got a prediction, and I'm sorry because I normally don't talk injury on no players. I don't believe in that. And nobody get injured. But hold on. Wait a minute. It's only because of the injury that Dak has. This thing is not just in that shoulder. It's in the muscle in his back. And he has to throw with that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
In live game, I give him tops. Four games. They going to.
All right, well, write that down, Miss T. That's Marcus' bold prediction after the fifth.
Still
kicking.
Right.
You know, T. Right. That wrote that down, Joe.
Yeah, write that down.
See me all game, dog.
That's right.
Four games. He said four games for Dak. That's it. Four games tops. If he makes it past four games, I'll be surprised. Tough.
Yeah, it's going to be painful. It's going to be painful, bro. You should have said at least six.
I wasn't going to say six. The only reason why I'm not saying six is because we haven't even seen him throw with that joke besides them little Rudy Pooh throws.
That's what I'm saying. He might throw so good. He's going to play all 17 games. Then what?
But you know it's different. It's different when you're in live play. When you're in live play, you could just turn wrong and tweak something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
So, Romo tweaked his back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I hate that I'm doing, because I actually don't tell nobody this. Just y'all know this. I actually like Dak. I like him. I like his whole story.
So you really like Dallas then, right?
No.
You really like
him. Watch him out, sir. Watch him out, sir.
Let me tell you, he's a Washington fan that will say he be like a player. Because I got a Washington fan on here. He won't say nothing good about him.
He won't even wear a blue sweatshirt.
Bro, I like Dak's story. When y'all first got Dak, I like his story. I like his background. I like all of that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I just don't like him on the Dallas team.
Exactly. I feel
I do think they are soft soaping his injury, and they're doing it for a reason.
I ain't gonna lie, but I just gotta see next week. I gotta wait for this first game and see what happens, see how he moves.
That's why they looking at Cam Newton, dog. That's why they kicking the tires with Cam Newton. Because they know
Dallas is the backup quarterback. Dallas don't have no backup quarterback.
Why y'all ain't looking at it? Why y'all ain't looking at it?
We have two.
Y'all got Fitzpatrick and Heineken. Y'all still been looking at me. Like,
yeah, why y'all ain't looking at Cam? Thank you. I ain't trying to be funny.
We have two very good, feasible, serviceable quarterback. We have Heineke and Allen. Allen played for us last year. He knows this offense. Heineke, he knows this offense. Fitzpatrick knows this offense. So we don't need Cam Newton. We don't need a Cam Newton.
Cam Newton knows your offense.
Wow.
Cam Newton knows the offense.
If we brought Cam,
he played for Rivera. He played for Rivera.
Rivera has always been the defensive mind. Cam Newton is
he still played for him.
If we brought Cam in, it would disrupt the locker room. Guaranteed.
We ain't never heard of Cam having any problems anywhere.
I believe it'll cause a problem. This is my opinion. I believe it'll cause a problem because of the relationship that he has with his former coach. I believe that it will cause a problem.
It's only going to cause a problem if he go in there outside all three of them quarterbacks that y'all got on the roster. That's the only way it's going to cause a problem. Other than that, him coming in, y'all on y'all team, he already know he a backup. That's understood.
Let me say this
real quick. Ron Rivera fought and dealt with cancer last season, right? Cam Newton and New England can say, no, that ain't the reason all they want to. But they let Cam Newton go because he would not get the vaccine. Do you honestly think Ron Rivera wants to bring that around this organization? No, around himself.
But y'all got players on y'all team that's not vaccinated. Y'all got players on y'all team right now that's not vaccinated, Kel. So that's not proving nothing to me. Y'all need to bring that man in, at least look at him. Y'all should at least be looking at him because they do have a relationship.
I did not say that.
The Washington football team got players on their team right now. that's unvaccinated.
I did not say that that was the only reason. I didn't say
you
that
know
that
what
was
they
the
say.
Only, but
well,
that is
you know,
one more thing that Coach Rivera is looking at.
You know
that
what they say, sis.
And yeah, we have
right.
players aren't, who haven't got the vaccine, but they're not doing the things that Cam Newton is doing. Matter of fact, ain't nobody in the damn league doing what Cam Newton is doing. That they have to sit out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever he did to where so he had to give a week of his time to isolate himself. Whatever he's doing, no one else is doing that. Because
he must have traveled out of the country.
Else.
No, I just think he just likes to be isolated away. So
well,
he's just being precautious
way,
and staying away.
Either,
he's already had COVID.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes, he has. Which makes it even more crazy to the fact that he doesn't want to get the vaccine. But that's a personal choice, and I don't.
Right.
I'm not.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have anything to say. Exactly. I don't have anything to say about a man and his personal choice. But
right.
But it's just no. We don't need him. We don't need him. And the fact that the Cowboys are kicking it around tells me that Dak's injury is and I told you this already, Tree. Dak's injury is worse than what they're trying to let on because they don't want Jerry Jones looking like a fool for giving Dak all this money. I'm telling you.
I don't think that's the case at all, Cam. I'm trying to tell you. That ain't
okay.
the case.
Hey, Tree.
The that
man,
ain't the case.
The man went down.
I'm telling you, that ain't
the
case.
The second day of practice. The second day. And they told us that he'll be right back. They told us he'll be right back.
They
told us
that
everything was going. Yes, they did. And they told us
that
everything was going as planned. The treatment was working beautifully. Everything was going as planned. And the next thing we know, boom, out of nowhere, Dak is not playing. He's not available. We're going to sit him out as a precaution. We're going to give him time to rest. What the hell has he done this whole 10 months, 11 months that he's been off?
Only thing we can do at this point, y'all, is wait till Thursday and see what's really going on.
Yep.
Nah, we can just.
I know one thing. I just gave this man all this money and everything. And I say, you just keep saying your shoulder hurt until the season starts. You ain't got to play. You don't need to get out there. You smart enough to know this. You know this offense already. So you just stay healthy, sit on the sideline. We're going to keep telling them your shoulder hurting until the season starts. Then you get on out there and play.
How old is that?
Let me ask you a question. Why would that be the position that they take, 57? Why?
Because here's the thing. Ben Roethlisberger only played in one game this year. He didn't even play. I mean, it's preseason. He didn't even play in the last game. So all I'm saying is, and the reason you do that is to rest your quarterback. You don't want him to get hurt. You don't want him to get hit. Dak got a bad shoulder or a sore shoulder. So you say, okay, just stay on the side. If I was a coach and I know that my quarterback got the offense down and I don't need to put him out there, man, let me see what else I got. You sit on the sideline because I know what I got with you. How's your shoulder? It's okay, but don't tell nobody else that. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
The only way that you can prepare for playing football is to play football. So
that's where you're wrong, Kale. That might be for other positions. That's why your quarterback got on a red shirt. They can't even touch him.
Okay.
So all he needs to do is know how to run the offense. All the quarterback, the quarterback is they wear a red shirt in practice, so they can't be touched. They wear a red shirt in practice because they don't want you to touch the quarterback. If you don't put your quarterback in the preseason game, well, I can't argue with you.
Practice is not live action.
Well, you know what? You know what? Okay, well, we're like Tang said, next Thursday we'll see what strategy worked the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Debo.
Yep.
I don't have no concerns, Debo, and I ain't scared of nothing. I told you, boy. I done told you. We ain't scared of nothing, and we have no concern. My only question is, if your man is okay, like you guys, like they have been saying all this time, then why do you see the need to sit him out? Why do you see the need to not give him any rep at all? Come on, man. Come on, dog. There's no way to stop and sit here and say that that's good. That's not good. That's not good.
It don't make sense, man. Right? That's how you really get your player injured.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how you really get him injured.
Let me get your phone.
Yeah, you need reps, man.
Go ahead, 57.
I think Debo hit it right on the nose. I think you're a little nervous, bro.
I think so too, man. I hear it in the voices.
Yeah, you sound a little nervous.
What I am is perplexed at all of these so-called football fans who think that not playing is the best thing.
We all agreed that he should play, but if they don't think he needs to play, he don't need to play. They're not trying to hurt him right now.
Yeah. You know what?
You want to see him out there because you want to prove something to yourself. You want to see what he got. Don't nobody else care because everybody else knows the quarterback don't really do that much anyway in preseason.
I want to prove to myself about the cow bombs. Are you boy?
Yeah.
What are you smoking?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Listen to yourself. We saw.
And you know what? You're only on the Cowboys side because I've heard you reverse this argument with Tank. You're only on the Cowboys' side because Joe Moody still sore from that ass whooping you got last week. Fly your kite somewhere else, sir. Fly that kite somewhere else, okay? We all
hey, 57.
Yo.
That's a nervous talk right there, ain't it, 57?
Nervous, baby. Hey, Tay, you got to go back to their last great conquest. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, just the one that hurts you. Just the one that hurts you. That's it. That's all. That's
hey, man, this is going to be – hey, look, I predict this is going to be a bad year for you, Kale. I hope you don't quit your own show. I hope you don't quit your own show.
Why would I do that? My name ain't 57. I don't want to fire everybody up. I ain't hard to reach. People ain't seeing birds with soap on their legs and SOS and calling 911 and sending them to my house. People ain't doing that for me. Smoke signals in the sky. Have you seen missing? Have you seen little notes all over town? Your picture eating a Jell-O pudding pop? That ain't me.
Don't forget he was making a high quality H2O. Oh, water boy.
Hey, Kale.
Water boy.
You sound real nervous, man.
Especially, when it's time, especially when we play them, boy. I can't, oh, my gracious.
Oh, man. Y'all could be playing Cordoza, and I would root for Cordoza.
Hey, that's still, hey, we still here, though.
I'm a root for Patron,
that's Washington
too. I
against Washington. Right, you talking about Washington against Washington. Man, that don't make sense. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's that water,
but,
man.
Hey, look, listen. You notice as a Pittsburgh fan, he didn't say y'all could be playing us.
Hey, look, hey, Marcus.
Exactly.
I just,
yeah.
Hey, Marcus, brought up something you would be familiar with, because I know you don't go outside of D.C., so if I'd have said something in Maryland, you wouldn't have known what I was talking about.
That's crazy. It's crazy this man saying that. This man crazy, man. You know, I ain't gonna mess with you. I'm gonna leave you alone
I wanna keep it back
to football. Let's pull it back to football.
My man.
Marcus is a DMV trainer, man. Marcus trains people all over the DMV, dog. He knows DC Maryland everything,
man. All day. But look,
I mean, yeah.
Here's the thing. He made a statement about us playing. He can't wait till we play Dallas. Bruh, by the time we play Dallas, Dak ain't going to be playing.
Okay. Hey, I remember you said that for a week, Marcus. I'm gonna remember that.
I hope I'm wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
I'm gonna be in my feelings if that Jinx fall on Washington. You know what
I'm
saying?
He's throwing it out there.
I'm saying it because I'm putting it out there because of what I think is going on. I really think, and this ain't nervous. I ain't never nervous about playing them people that wish on the stop. No.
Twinkle, little star.
Yeah. How I wonder. Listen, all I'm saying is they are soft soaping this man, and they really going to get him hurt long term. He's going to be hurt, man. He's going to be hurt because I don't think they really had the knowledge or the doctors had the knowledge to actually service his injury this fast.
57, both of them nervous. Both of them nervous, 57.
Oh, man.
Hey, bro, right. But I just heard.
Marcus just said he don't think the doctors did.
They literally had to go outside the football camp, their normal doctors, and go talk to some baseball specialists, some other doctors, because they weren't what's going on.
Was it a baseball injury?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was.
Well, I mean, hey, you know. I've never heard of a football player, you know, having a baseball injury. So, you know, I mean, hey.
But,
they doing what they got to do, man. They doing what they got to do. You know. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I hope that you're wrong too, Marcus, because I like to beat the complete team. I don't like to beat the team. Like when we beat Pittsburgh. When we beat Pittsburgh, all of their players play. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. I don't want Thang or Lou to be able to say, well, this one playing, devil one playing. Nah, I want the full team. Give
I know that's
solid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You want that whole thing. Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. I mean, no way.
I really hope so, because, you know, I try to take all excuses away. That's why 57, man, you know, it's hard to find my brother after that game, man, because he ain't had no excuses. You know, all the trees was cut down. He couldn't run his ass up no tree no way. He had to stay on the ground. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
Carol, is a different kind of Washingtonian, man. Different kind of Washington fan. I'm going to talk crap when we win or lose, man.
It's just like any other fan, Carol. you might as well talk crap because you lose more than you win, so you might as well talk crap. Last year was the first time you was able to talk crap because you won something in about 20 years. Well, ooh,
nah.
10 at least. Ooh. You know?
Wait a minute.
Nah. 10 at least.
What happened when we beat them, though,
bro? That's what I'm talking about. Y'all beat us and you act like you had just went to the Super Bowl. Y'all came back. KL came on that next Tuesday like y'all had went to the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Did we beat the doors off y'all?
Yeah, you did.
We didn't just beat
you
y'all.
Did.
That's
you did.
We beat the doors off. That's why it was like that. And y'all was an undefeated team.
We pulled up to the stadium and the valet asked us, where the doors, man?
Hey, Kev, all y'all did was bring us our flag back. That's all. That's all y'all did.
That's all you did was
bring the flag back that we planted back here 4 or 5 years ago. Y'all just brought it back. No problem. Good thing.
So you want to talk about 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, you know, since you want to stay in the past, let's go to the past.
We just started the season. I'm just saying.
Hey, Tang.
Yeah, we're still talking about a season that's that present.
Hey, Tang.
Yeah.
Hey, when you gonna talk to Jerry Jones, man?
Hey, look, we beat that ass so bad they picked up our Oakland back. As soon as you talk to Jerry Jones,
you know what to tell him.
That's why he made the 53-man roster. But 57, that's why you go through what you go through, 57. You ain't got no lawyer.
Hey, bro.
Right.
Hey, bro.
About that
hey, look.
Talking to his
own GM4. Hey, look. He know what I'm talking about.
Please be Washington for me. Hey, 57, was you rubbing your nipples when you said that?
Wait a minute.
No, I ain't have to do none of that. We already know who it is they're playing. Y'all lucked up last year, won your division, but everybody healthy this year. Let's see what you got this year. Let's see if you can rub them two little lucky charms together and win the division this year.
Can we stop rubbing stuff, y'all?
Hey, Kim. You know, 57 reminded me of my boy on Waterboy when Bobby was through the past.
He was rubbing his nipples.
All I know is this. Your pride goeth before the fall. Y'all don't want to take Cam because you got too much pride. We're going to see y'all at the bottom.
Unless you already been falling, then you ain't got to worry about no pride coming before the fall. According to you, we've done nothing but fall. So...
And y'all haven't done anything to change that course.
I can't wait to see after your cement mixer of a quarterback leads the game and y'all got to go with Haskins. I'm dying to see how many people are still gonna be black and yellow. How many people still gonna be Pittsburgh fans? I'm dying to see that for real.
Because if
we don't know nothing, we know from last season, Ben Roethlisberger was guy like slowing down and his mechanics and his ability. And those
why you always look, why you always last season on everybody's quarterback? You know what's up with your last season
we
quarterback?
Started
huh?
this season
or do you
yet,
have
man?
One? Why you can't talk
we
about your team?
Started.
What's up with your team?
Well,
huh?
The last time I did that last Tuesday, your ass hung up. So I'm trying to
no, you see, that's not true. That's not true. See, now look, I don't mind if you're gonna tell the truth on me. But don't make up nothing. If you're gonna talk, tell the truth. Let's not be in Kale's lying corner. Let's make it Kale's corner. Don't tell no lies.
Wait a minute.
It'll never be that because every time somebody hangs up, there's a big pink banner that goes across my studio screen that tells me you just hung up.
Well, look, hey, look, we know how much trouble you be having with that system sometimes, so that thing might be reading anything.
Okay.
Well, look, one thing I can do, my shoulder's big enough to handle what I can talk. I don't even worry about that. I can handle
it. Right. I hear you, but see, you ain't even funny in the part of everybody saying goodbye last Tuesday night because you wasn't here. Everybody else spoke. Will fix that.
Yeah.
Where
no,
were you?
What game are you talking about?
You know what we talking about?
Because I hung up because we had like 2 minutes left.
Everybody was saying goodbyes, and we called on your name.
Guess what? Sometimes my wife falls asleep. She don't say goodnight to me. What the hell y'all talking about?
He better say goodnight to me every night.
I ain't gonna be mad if she don't.
Excuse me, y'all.
Hey, look, after Tree say she love everybody, I'm like, okay, well, I'm gone. I know she love me. I'm out.
Wait a minute.
Boy, I tell you, it is nothing like Kale's Corner, man. I love this show, man. I love this show, and I love everybody.
I love the people that call in. Yes.
Y'all some great people.
Hey, Debo said you funny, 57.
Tell Debo, we can't wait to hear his voice again.
hey, Debo, I'm saying the football season coming, Debo. It's about that time. You got to chime in, man. Even if you give us 5 minutes, we try and hit. People want to hear you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
We at least for the pick.
All right.
At least we got to call in for the pick.
No doubt. And don't forget, y'all, next week we're going to give Preacher's Cash App out Tuesday and Thursday. Now, at the end of Kale's Corner on Thursday, that's the last that you'll be able to chime in and make your pick or send your money in to her. And if your money is not in, you're not a part of it. That's all it is.
This for every week?
Every week.
Yeah, every week. We do it every week.
No, just tomorrow, man. Just tomorrow.
What we putting in? Because I'm going to be having a conversation.
We just give them $5, Mark.
It's only $5. Yeah, everybody
okay.
give up $5.
I missed that. Because we said $20 for the season, John. All right. Okay.
Well, we changed it from the $20 to $5.
Yeah, that's what it was, to make it so everybody
to make it accessible for everybody. Because we can't count people's pockets. So I just want to go down to $5 and make it easy for everybody to be able to collect their $5 from whoever's going to win.
Thanks for bringing it down.
Right.
Y'all really hurt 57 Chiller. But it's all right, man. I appreciate y'all bringing it down. I can tell by his response, his feelings hurt. You know, so he's getting on the phone to hurt today, man. Everybody have a moment of silence just for 57, man, before we get on.
57, I know you're here, man.
Come and tell you.
Real quick, y'all.
Last.
I don't always say good night to my wife, Eva. Tell 57, be careful what he asking for, because he might get tired of hearing me if Pittsburgh don't do so good. So, hey, that's his
hey, bro. If my team don't do good and you don't bring it, then something wrong with you, because I'm going to bring it to you. So, hang on in there. Yep.
The only thing about that is 57 ain't gonna be nowhere to be found when it's time to get on him.
Oh no, we gonna find his ass. We are gonna find his ass. that's on trip. We gonna find
honey.
His ass. And with that being said, come on, Therese, it's that time.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I love you guys. We love you guys. We here at Kill's Corner, we love you guys so, so very much. And we appreciate all the love and support that you guys have been giving to us throughout the month. So we just want to say thank you for all the love and support. We want to say thank you. And I also want to say I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Hug and love on your loved ones. Tomorrow is not promised to neither one of us. So love on your family. Have your family call in so they can support the show as well. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys, please enjoy your weekend. We won't see you guys back here until Tuesday at 5 p.m. So enjoy your weekend and be safe.
All right. All I got to say is, Amy, Ma, love you, baby. Hey, Reese Cup, what's happening? Thank you, guys. For all of the support and everything, man. Hey, 57, you my man. If you never shake my hand, you know what I mean? You my man, 50 grand. Devo, Tang, Marcus, Lou, everybody, man. We appreciate you guys giving us the time to call in and make it known who you with and everything. And don't forget, guys, next week we start our pitch. Because this season starts, love somebody, man.
Kale. Kale, wait a minute, Kale.
Yeah.
I just want to say happy birthday to my grandson tomorrow, so we won't be here. So happy birthday. He's turning 8. His name is Zayden.
Hey, happy birthday, Zeebo.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Y'all make sure y'all love that baby in a special way tomorrow, man.
Oh, definitely.
All right, y'all. We'll be back Tuesday.
You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write. Begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can. Be what I want to be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be.
I know I can. I know I can. Be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be.
Before we came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded. They heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked. Slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He was in shock that the mountains were black faces. Shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can. Be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all.